scripture, this is the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, have we been above reproach, especially towards you. 2 Corinthians, baby. Here we go. This is my heart upon a letter. I had a burden since the last time we were together. The God of comfort will comfort me, I comfort others. Our suffering shouldn't keep us from loving on our brothers. We had a sentence of death within ourselves, but God gave comforting grace and gave an escape. Our physical affliction is that of Christ's glory. It's for us to relate and share in faith. Have not my conduct with you been above reproach? And those who crushed in my heart, they're pretty much a joke. Reaffirm your love through unconditional acts. Be forgiven and restore the sending man back. To those in Christ, we are the aroma of life, but the aroma of death to the perishing type. Okay. Do we need you to commend our works?
No, we don't.
Have we not been there to heal your hurts?
Yes, we have.
Our recommendations that your soul's been redeemed, you're being transformed into the image of the King. They want you veiled, condemned in the dark, but you received the Spirit and it's written on your heart.
Yes,
yeah. But thanks be to God, man, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Manifest to us the sweet aroma of knowledge in Him. Yeah, for we are not like many. We did not peddle the word of God, but from sincerity. But as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God. Yeah, we will reaffirm our love towards you. Yo,
this is the heart of a minister.
Renounce the hidden things because of the shame. It's sad, so I wanna do this because of the fame. And they say that our message is veiled. That's because they've been blinded with the passions of hell. We hold this treasure in earthen ware, so we could be crushed and not despair. We relate in the body with his death, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our flesh. The pain on earth, yes, it brings out an urgency, not to be compared with our glory for eternity. Don't get me wrong, I'm not boasting, and I'd rather die and be in the presence of Adonai. But we are now as ambassadors on the earth, foreigners to this world, our embassy is the church. Don't take in vain the grace of him who received us, and do not be bound together with unbelievers. Give them no reason to discredit your worth, for what fellowship does the world have with the church? Hold no grudge, we cannot spare the rod. If your soul leads to repentance, then glory to God. Yeah, man. For momentary light affliction is producing in us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. For I say I prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he's done on earth. Whether good or bad, show ourselves approved. Let's go. I have comfort hearing of you when you're repentant, but let not these teachers hinder you when you're giving. Churches are eager to help in ways that are financial. My prayer is that you would eagerly follow their example. I boasted of your readiness for a year. Give from your heart and not the pressure of your peers. They say I'm bold in letter, meek in face. If I begin to boast, I boast in grace. If they can boast, then I can boast in position. If they can boast, then I can boast in tradition. I can boast in my physical condition. Stoned and beaten, but to God's glory, my affliction. I can also begin to boast in the vision, the glory of paradise that I saw with precision. But if I saw the vision, God made a decision to put a thorn in my side, but his grace is sufficient. So if I'm on a precipice for the glory of the Lord, me being humble is the whole purpose of the thorn. And if you want evidence of my power in the sun, next time I come, I will not spare anyone. Test yourselves to see if you are of the faith, cause the runner knows he's running if that runner's in the race. Finally, brothers, be complete and like-minded. The love and peace of God will keep us united. For he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. And I'd rather boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. I mean, whether in weakness, insult, distress, whatever, persecution, doesn't matter. For when I am weak, he is strong. And I've become foolish for yourselves, compel me. Actually, I should have been commended by you. Yeah, I feel no need to commend myself. I just boast in the grace of God, for it is sufficient. That's all I gotta say, man. This is my heart upon a letter.